Tomorrow is National Kick Butt Day. Despite its catchy title, it's got nothing to do with mixed martial arts or achieving your personal best on Xbox. It's a day of activism to call attention to the hazards of tobacco use. Here in mid-Michigan, the managers of a local apartment complex are marking the day by celebrating their recent status as a smoke-free property. Current State's Kevin Lavery has more.
Fred Meyer gives a warm greeting to every tenant he sees on a snowy afternoon at Marsh Point Apartments in Hazlett.
Hello, Ms. Dorothy.
Meyer is the community manager at Marsh Point, which caters to residents aged 55 and older. As you might expect, some are in fragile health, so the management company, KMG Prestige, officially made the complex smoke-free 2 weeks ago. Fred Meyer and I talked about the trend towards smoke-free rental housing, which was virtually unheard of just a decade ago.
We've allowed smoking up till March 1st, and now it's a non-smoking property. We're not asking people to quit smoking, we're asking them to stop smoking in the building.
What were the reasons that drove that decision?
Well, the health risks of smoking are widely publicated, and we feel that the cost to turn over an apartment that's been smoked in is far more expensive than one that's been smoke-free. It's so expensive to get the odor out. It's frequently you have to replace the carpet as well as prime the entire apartment and then paint it twice to get that smell out.
Now, up until this time, how many residents do you think you had who were smokers?
I would say less than 10%.
So not a big chunk of the population here.
No, and the fallout's been pretty minor. I think maybe we had one or two people that weren't going to stay because of the smoking issue, but most people are pretty happy where they are, and smoking or not, they want to stay here.
I was looking online, and you may be familiar with the Center for Social Gerontology in Ann Arbor, and they actually run a website, MISmokeFreeApartment.org. I was surprised to learn that if you're not a smoker, if you have some sort of a respiratory disability, you have legal protection not to be in a smoke environment.
Yes, so smokers are not a protected class. They don't really have any rights. But other people that are affected by it certainly can voice their opinions to apartment management. And that is a good resource for landlords to get information to go smoke-free.
Smoke-free housing, even a decade or so ago, was much harder to come by, and it seems that the trend economically is that it's becoming really the norm. It's being very much driven by customer demand.
Yes, it has been, and it's really an excellent marketing point being a non-smoking property. There's just far more people that aren't smoking these days than are, and it's really been a good advertising point for us.
Fred Meyer is the community manager at Marsh Point Apartments in Hazlett. Mr. Meyer, thank you for your time today.
Nice talking to you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And I'm joined now by Ingham County Health Officer Dr. Renee Kennedy to talk some more about smoke-free housing in mid-Michigan. Thanks for joining us, Renee.
Nice to see you again. You too, Mark.
Ingham Health Department reports that 90% of the population in Michigan wants smoke-free housing, but only 13% of the housing stock is actually smoke-free on the inside. What accounts for this shortage? Do you know?
Well, let me enunciate the statistics a little more, which is really amazing
okay.
to me. 22% of our population identify as smokers in this county. But even among those 22%, because we know that 6% of the population, only 6% allow smoking in their homes, that suggests to us that even some smokers want the availability of smoke-free housing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a 16% discrepancy there.
Yes, there is. So there is, when we look at MSHDA's database, they identify about 13% of the housing in our jurisdiction as smoke-free. And we know that about 94% of people want smoke-free housing.
Okay. What is the Ingham Health Department doing to work with local housing officials and landlords to make sure there's more smoke-free properties?
Well, we're working very carefully as a part of a regional substance abuse and smoking coalition to partner with private agencies like KMG Prestige, who you heard from. We also were really instrumental in working in 2011 with the Lansing Housing Commission, which now has all of its units as smoke-free, the Lansing Housing Coalition, where all of their sites are now smoke-free, really is about educating and informing people about the risk of passive smoke.
Nothing is more grotesque, for a non-smoker anyway, than walking into a space that has obviously been smoked in over time. Can those apartments be cleaned up adequately? Can that be thoroughly cleaned out of an apartment?
Well, they can be cleaned out adequately. It is a matter of how much financial investment the landlords want to put into that. You know, I think even when you talk about a property that's been a smoking facility, if I rent an apartment that was not smoking, but three doors down, they were smokers, this is a very permeable chemical.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the walls, it goes through the walls, it goes through the air sockets, it goes through the drop ceilings. So my perception of having a smoke-free apartment may not be if my neighbors are also not smoke-free.
It's interesting because on a hot summer day, there's nobody who likes his car air conditioning more than I do. But the one drawback to that is how sensitive those units are to, if you're driving by another car being driven by a smoker with his window rolled down and your air conditioning is on, it permeates your
amazing
space. It is incredible how potent it is in that respect. Fred Meyer talked about how smoke-free housing makes good economic sense for landlords from a public health perspective. What's your take on that idea?
Well, there is a lot of misperception that this will hurt business. What we've seen from the evidence, from the research, is that it does not. And what we're trying to do as a local health department is to make the healthy choice the easy choice. It should be smoke-free living opportunities should be readily available, mm-hmm. As opposed to having to seek and ask and inquire. We're trying to normalize that as the standard.
Last year, your team produced one of the most comprehensive reports on public health in mid-Michigan. What progress has been made in disease prevention and health maintenance since the report?
Well, we are at the very exciting stages of that report now, where each of the constituents, our local hospitals, and each of the three local health departments are now in the process of developing what we call a community health improvement plan. So we will be looking at what we individually will do and how we will come together over the collectively to fight the priorities that we've identified. So stay tuned. We're in the think tank stage of how we'll implement now.
No, what you must have an idea as to what is specifically going to be a part of that plan. You and I have talked at length about obesity in the past and other health issues in Ingham County. What do you think will be at the top of that report? What's going to be at the center of it?
Well, child well-being is one of the big factors, and each of our agencies are looking at that a little distinctly. I mean, certainly our emphasis is infant mortality. We're doing a lot with a couple of new programs. For example, our partner at Sparrow Hospital, they are looking at childhood obesity. So we are each talking with our individual constituents in our workforce to see what particularly can we do about those areas. And we'll look forward to keeping you informed as we progress.
Okay. Did anything in that report jump out at you when you got it?
You know, it did not. But it is always good to have evidence to guide our decision making. The fact that obesity is a problem, the fact that safety was a concern for our constituents might be surprising, but not necessarily. And so we'll continue to tease that out and look at what we can each do to contribute to the overall well-being.
Dr. Renee Kennedy is the Ingham County Health Officer, and we've been talking about smoke-free housing and other issues here in mid-Michigan. Always nice to see you.
You too, Mark. Thank you.